In the gospel reading today, we hear our Lord tell Thomas that those are blessed who have not seen and yet believe. There are so many who still struggle with the same problem that St. Thomas had. They want to see. They want proof. They want something that is extraordinary. We believe because Jesus said. But there are so many who do not accept that. So we look, for instance, at the Holy Eucharist. We know that our Lord has provided what people consider Eucharistic miracles, where the host has turned into a piece of flesh on several occasions. That's not the miracle. The miracle is that the Lord is there in the fullness of his person under the form of bread and wine. And the miracle is that every time we receive him into ourselves, we don't die on the spot. But the greater miracle is that you believe, that you have faith because Jesus said, "This is my body and this is my blood." So for those who doubt, yeah, you can look up the miracles. They're there. There are lots of them. There are hosts that bleed all over the place. There are times when the host has become a piece of flesh. The church has allowed the scientists to do all kinds of scientific work on these things, and that can convince people. But then we have to ask ourselves, if that's the case, why did I actually need convincing? And is there actually any faith in that? For instance, you don't need any faith that the person sitting next to you is there because you can see them, you can touch them. It requires no faith. When you can't see or touch our Lord, it requires faith that he is there. That is the faith that St. John is talking about that overcomes the world. It is faith in the person of Jesus Christ. It is the faith, St. John said, that he came not only in water, but in water and in blood, in the divinity and in the humanity, that he is true God and he is true man, that he is indeed the second person of the Most Holy Trinity, and he is the Son of the Blessed Virgin Mary. He is both God and man. If he is God, and he is, and Scripture says simply God spoke and it came to be, then when he spoke, it became exactly what he said that it is. Whatever he spoke came to be exactly what he said it is. So whether you look at that with regard to the Eucharist, or whether you look at that in regard to the healings that our Lord worked, or whether you look at it with regard to any of his other teaching, it is the Word of God coming from the very mouth of God who took on our humanity so that he could have a mouth to speak it, so that we could believe, in something that we cannot see. And that actually is exactly what happened to St. Thomas. Yes, his lack of faith caused him to want to put his finger into the hole in our Lord's hand and put his hand into the side. But then he professed, "My Lord and my God." He couldn't see that Jesus was God, and neither can we. It is an act of faith. But in that act of faith, it unites us with the Lord because he's the one who said that it does. And he has overcome the world. And so our faith and our union with Jesus overcomes the world. All of that is there. Can you see it? Nope. Because right now it looks like the world's winning. It's not overcoming the world. Not on one hand, if we look at it, but it's a matter of looking beyond. Because because faith in Christ brings eternal life. Faith in the world is going to bring eternal death. So we overcome the world now because we're not immersed in it if we have true faith. We live in the world, but not of the world. But we look beyond because our union is with Christ, who is seated at the right hand of God. And we are already seated there with him. So no matter what happens in this world, our faith has already overcome it. So if we look at all these things, we have to first ask ourselves, do I truly believe that Jesus is Lord and God? And if we can say yes to that, then we have to look at everything that he said, because that is pronounced by the mouth of God. And therefore, we have to say yes to everything that he spoke. If we have that faith in him, truly we have overcome the world, because the world can only operate with what it can see and feel. Faith neither sees nor feels. In fact, it transcends everything material, and it looks to what we cannot see, what we cannot touch, and yet seeks union with him who is Lord and God.